Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Cecil Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, April 22nd, 1951, hundreds of Barbadians were left with no meat on their tables. The reason? The butchers in the public markets had refused to sell meat the day before, therefore initiating a meatless day. The Advocate newspaper reported that scores of housewives had turned up to purchase meat but got nothing except vegetables, forcing families to buy fish or to endure a meatless Sunday. According to the Advocate, the butchers' strike resulted from government-imposed price controls on meat sold by butchers, who insisted they were making substantial losses as a result. Butchers were asking for 45 cents per pound for beef and 48 cents per pound for mutton and veal, instead of the 42 cents per pound maximum set by the Price Control Office. One butcher accused some rearers of employing trickery when selling the animals. One of these tricks, he said, was the overfeeding of the animal with mash some minutes before it was sold to the butcher. At the point of sale, the animal weighed heavy, but when it was slaughtered, the butcher found he was a number of pounds out. Another butcher, George Graves, explained to the Advocate that there were two fixed prices, one at which the rearer is allowed to sell and the other at which the butcher must sell. Graves complained that no allowance had been made for the speculator who buys from the rearer and sells to the butchers. Other butchers blamed the rearers who, despite the price control mechanism, were using the scarcity of animals to demand higher prices, while the butchers, carefully supervised by price control officers, had to sell their meat at a loss. The strike lasted for 4 days and was only broken when butchers realized that the animals they had bought from speculators were losing weight and the meat kept in the frigidaire would spoil if it was not sold quickly. However, the strike seriously impacted Sunday lunch menus in Barbados, with many households having to forego beef, mutton, veal, and pork. The butcher's weapon of a meatless day was both reported and felt on this day, April 22nd, 1951.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.